The number of people overdosing on heroin is rising in Guilford County, many parts of North Carolina, and across much of the nation. Local officials say a particularly lethal batch of heroin is a main reason for the problem here. First responders, nonprofit agencies, and regular citizens are working to distribute and administer an emergency agent that saves lives. In the second part on our series on heroin, Jeff Tiberi reports from Greensboro.
38 people died from heroin overdoses in North Carolina 4 years ago. That figure soared to 183 last year. According to officials from hospitals, addiction clinics, and police departments in several cities, deaths represent only a small fraction of the total number of overdoses, and they say that both figures continue to rise noticeably.
This is our main med bag right here. In here we have a lot of different items. Here's the Narcan.
Richard Matthews is a field training officer with Guilford County EMS. He's opening compartments and unzipping gear in the back of an ambulance. Narcan, generic name Naloxone, is an opioid antagonist. It reverses the effects of heroin and prescription painkillers. Think of it as similar to an EpiPen. First responders can use it in an attempt to bring someone who is overdosed back around, if they arrive in time.
So if I was setting up for heroin overdose, I would put these two things together here. It's just a saline flush. Tie the tourniquet around here. Start the IV here. And then I would screw that Narcan together and then push it in small increments.
The EMS crews here have carried Narcan or Naloxone for years. In response to the growing number of heroin deaths and overdoses in the state, this medicine is being used twice as frequently and with more success. Dr. Anthony Steele is with Alcohol and Drug Services, ADS, of Guilford County.
Make this medication readily available to individuals who may be in situations that may be, you know, in their home, or they may be in, you know, shooting galleries or whatever, that they have this medication available to bring someone out of an overdose state.
The General Assembly passed a bill last year making access to the drug easier. Since then, the North Carolina Harm Reduction Coalition has handed out more than 4,300 naloxone kits to friends and family members. These kits include a dose of nasal spray rather than containing needles. Jim Albright is director of the county EMS. He says these kits are simple to administer and have very little risk.
The biggest thing that I think people don't realize is, number one, it takes several minutes to work. And number two, many folks, when you take away the narcotic that their body so desperately is craving, they do have a tendency to get quite ill.
Last week, the Harm Coalition and ADS announced increased distribution efforts in High Point. There, the police department recorded 17 overdoses and one death from heroin in 2013. This year, there have already been 102 overdoses, 11 people have died. The Harm Coalition reports more than 150 civilian reversals, although it suspects the number is higher because overdoses are often underreported. Again, Anthony Steele.
What we've got to do as a community is to look for ways to get more awareness so people don't feel isolated, ostracized, stigmatized to the point where they suffer in silence, and then you have cases where they're overdosing because of the fear of, being alone in this thing.
The Pitt County Sheriff's Department carries the kits, which generally range from $10 to $30 each. Additionally, Carrboro Police are planning to equip all officers with naloxone kits by the end of this month.
I think the only concern about access to naloxone is to make sure it's combined with education and a move towards treatment.
Dr. Jim Finch is an addiction medicine specialist with a practice in Durham. He believes local organizations and first responders, like EMS, are providing users with information about risks and treatment.
So I think if there's a silver lining to this increase in overdoses that responders are seeing and that law enforcement is seeing, it's that I think there's a certain amount of public education and word on the street going out.
Even with heightened awareness and availability of emergency medication, naloxone is still simply just a short-term fix. The long-term treatment for many addicts includes methadone, an FDA-approved synthetic opioid. It's designed to help users avoid withdrawal symptoms and reduce their dependency on illegal drugs. But it, too, can be lethal. High Point is the largest city in the state currently without a methadone clinic. It closed after budget cuts 2 years ago, and some say it needs to reopen. We'll have that story tomorrow. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.